And if you could just speak to surviving on the road in an SEC game.
I mean, it's big. All these SEC games are always going to be a real dogfight like this was. You know, obviously we were up going into halftime. Probably should have put them out, but, you know, they kept fighting. They're a good team, so it's nothing less than what we expected. So, you know, we just had to go out there and keep on doing our jobs the best we could.
You know, a team like y'all, like the end of the game, like y'all didn't know exactly what it was in, like players kind of ran off. Did it feel like a really kind of funky ending here, the last like few plays on y'all's last try?
You're talking about like on defense?
No, just in general, like at the end of the game, when like the kneel downs and all of that.
Yeah, it was pretty funky. I saw they had a timeout still on the board, but they didn't have a timeout left or anything. So, you know, it was kind of just weird, but, you know, we knew what the deal was. So,
Did it feel like a win at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
our score was bigger than theirs, so it's a win.
So they come back and tie it at 16. I mean, you guys had to make a stop, and, what did you guys do to sort of, rally the troops?
Do our job, you know. Think about what we did the first half and just go out there and do that. You know, that's what we did all first half. And obviously it was something that we could have did again, and we did. So, you know, that was our focus.
What was different about them offensively in that third quarter than you saw in the first half, and particularly with Bentley?
You know, they just capitalized on positive plays, mostly with the tempo. You know, they get a positive play, and they hurried up. So, you know, that's something that I think they didn't do that much in the first half, so you know that's something that they came out and did real effectively and scored 16 points just like that. So you know we had to answer to that.
Landis, what do you learn from that third quarter where they rolled off 16 unanswered and didn't make a game out of it?
I mean, you know, like I said at the beginning, all these SEC games are going to be a dogfight. You know, it's nothing less than what we expected, and we just knew we still had a quarter and a half to go play.
How much did Brantford's ejection kind of change the way y'all played defense
there?
How much did that affect the way things worked out?
I mean, not at all. I mean, we got a next man up thing, so whoever was after him had to go up there and do the job. So.
Take us through your sack there. I think it was on 3rd and 10 at that point, late in the game.
So I had an opportunity to make a play, so I saw my opportunity. I had to take it.
Landis, I'm curious, as a defensive player, what's going through your mind? What are you saying when you're watching offense on that last series, you know, going on a 5-minute drive for a score that gives y'all some
All we can do is trust what the offense is doing, you know. So if I played offense, I'd have a better answer for you. But, you know, us just being out there watching, you know, all we can do is just trust them. And whether they score or punt it or turn the ball over, whenever the defense is on the field, we just got to go out there and do our jobs.
Could you feel the momentum really shift after your sack? Did you feel it in the stadium?
I mean, I think it was still tied at that point, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was still a fight, man. Yeah, so, I mean, of course it's a big play, and, you know, the offense is going to go out there and try and capitalize on it, but, you know, it's not capitalizing until you capitalize, so.
Landis, how have you guys grown to kind of pull out situations like Kentucky last week, South Carolina last week, where they are dogfights?
just stick to what we do in practice. You know, there's nothing extraordinary. There's no, you know, secret answers out there. You know, like I was saying, we just got to go out there and do our jobs, fly around, play with energy.
With the targetings and the 12 penalties, and especially the penalties on that last drive, how much do you think staying disciplined will be a focus of this bye week coming up?
Really big focus, absolutely.
And how do y'all focus in on that?
I guess practice tackling. You know, do drills. I think we had a couple of pass interference calls today, so. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's nothing that can't get fixed in drill work. So.
Bye week coming at a good time for you guys?
I mean, a bye week is always a good time.
You know, for y'all to win the games the way y'all have, what does that do for y'all for the defense moving forward the rest of the year?
You know, just got to keep on doing our thing out there, whether it's the DBs making the plays or, the D-line putting pressure or just filling gaps or – linebackers filling gaps and running up there. Just got to keep on doing our thing. You know, we know what we got, and we got to go out there and show everybody what we have.
You guys held them to 76 yards on 18 carries, basically nothing after halftime. 2 weeks in a row.